Kum Len Ablad Gemara, Melech HaChanukah. We're up to Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're up to the different questions which remain to take. We said that if you became Tummy in the base of Midrash, you have to remain there long enough to bow down. And actually, Rashi in today's Chitas makes a difference in Kida and Yishtachavo. And he learns Kiddah just bending down without touching the floor. You know, the Gemara teaches that Kiddah means a la pine, but go all the way down to the floor. But anyway, the Gemara, boy, Rav Ashi. So we ask the same question is for Malkus. Do you also have to hang around there long enough to say that long pasuk, or half that long pasuk, or even if you delay 1 second, you're ready to get Malkus? Or is she only a din in carbon? Okay, then we ask the question, what about if you were suspended in the air? Does the Shia there also go according to Shtachavo because you cannot really prostrate yourself in the air, or makes no difference? Boy, Ravashi asked a couple of questions also. Timei Atzmei B'mezid. What about he was Matami himself? Let's say the previous question you said you do need, even for Malkus, you need a Shahir. You became Tami by mistake, you don't become Chayiv until you hung around long enough there. And so on. Now, you're metame yourself by mazid. Do we say, since you're metame yourself and you're still standing in your chayv straight away, or even then you have to hang around for 1 second before your chayv? Says Gemara, boy, Ravashi, Timei, that's amazing, mao. But oin is gemidosh here, when he did it, it happened by mistake, he told it's not your fault, so we say, you're not liable until you did something yourself, which is you hung around a while. The major like Gemirashia, there's no Shia. I dilma, but Panim Gemirashia inside the base of English regardless. I don't care if it's done deliberately or inadvertently, you're not chayim unless you hunger relation or body. It was no amazing, it makes absolutely no difference. Teiku. Boy, Rabashi has another question. Nozir Bakeva. A Nozir is not allowed to enter a basic quad, is not allowed to become tummy. Let's say he became tummy by mistake, just like we learned before, he became tummy in Bazara by an Oinis. For example, you went into the Beis HaKvaros in a box, so you're not Mekabel Tumah, and then someone else came along and took the cover off the box.
Most people go into a Beis HaKvaros in a box, they're not worried about them becoming Tumah, they already are.
Excuse me, how you can become
Tumah
in a country,
you
have a country
that you won't
be allowed?
Where?
So if you contaminated
himself
in a country.
In a country?
No,
in the courtyard.
In the Chotzer Hazorah. If there was
something,
let's say there was a dead.
There's a sheretz there and you picked it up. You touched it.
You found a dead mouse, a dead rat, it died there, so you picked it up to throw it out.
It has to be the eight shots of it. Okay, so the question is, this guy was a nozir. Yeah, no flies, nothing. So Ravashi has a question. A nozir was in the cave, he was in the Beis HaKvaros, and there's a nozir. So nothing to do with the laws of the Beis HaMikdash. And he became tummy because he was in a box and somebody took and pulled the cover off. Now he's inside the Avir of the Beis HaKvaros, and they warned him, he better get out, and he delayed himself, but he did not delay himself long enough for Yishtachava. So I live, do you need, every time there's a Shia, do you need a Kedei Yishtachava, even though there's nothing to do with Yishtachava in by a nozir of the Beis HaKvaros? But is it a rule everywhere or not? Boy, Ravashi, nozir became a boy, Yishihil, and Malkus, does he also have to wait long enough for Yishtachava? You don't need. There's no carbon by a nozir. So we're talking about over here. He does bring a carbon. That carbon is not for the tumah. That carbon is to restart the naziris, as we had before the Gemara. So he says, "Oh, you ain't inside b'frim gemidi. Maybe only inside the basement mikdash over there. We say that you have to remain in the basement long enough. Shehiya long enough to say that pasuk. But b'chutz outside the basement mikdash, like midashia, the moment you're there for 1 second, if you hesitate for 1 second, that means you're already not brought upon yourself. You're maybe just by oinus we learn shehiya. No difference in the basement mikdash anywhere else. You have to remain there long enough to say that pasuk or half the pasuk." Tetra has a question. Why would you get Malkus over here when you walked in, you didn't do any Avera? You became tummy inside. So even if you hung around, what Maisa did you do here? What Pu'ula did you do here that we should get give you Malkus for? Yeah. So the, even though when you walk there was a maisa heter, so we're taking a maisa heter.
To a keder?
We're talking about it here that you were in a box. Remember, we're talking about you're in a box.
You're coming in was wrong.
Nothing wrong with becoming in a box. Somebody else pulled the cover off. So the maisa to bring you in. Is it covered on all sides? Or the stagecoach?
Yeah. No, it's, I forget the name.
Rabeel.
There's a special name for it.
Teiku. It says in the Mishnah, let's say he found out it was Tamei, there's two ways of getting out of Beis HaMikdash. There's a shortcut and there's a long way. If he goes a long way, that in itself means that you are chayiv. If you go the shortcut, then you are pati. He did whatever he could. But the long way, you took extra time. You didn't have to. You had alternative. Now, here's a very interesting shaila in the Gemara. Yeah? When we say long way or short way, is it time or is it distance? So, for example, let's say he runs the long way. So if he goes the long way, but he runs and he takes it, it takes the same amount of time the long way as it takes the short way because he ran.
Yeah.
But is the word the distance or the time? Whatever. That we had in the mission that if he goes the short way, he can walk very slow all day, take him a whole day, and he's potter. This is a shaila they had regarding, which is the Bas Yosef has a shaila regarding, it says that when you have to, before you daven, you have to wash your hands, you have to walk 4 mil forwards and 1 mil backwards. So he asked, if on a horse, 4 mil takes 72 minutes to walk. So you have to go on a horse, if you have a horse, and travel 72 minutes, which on a horse can be 20 miles, to find some water, or is it 4 mil? And so on. And today if you have a car, do you have to travel, drive 72 minutes, up to 72 minutes to find water before you daven, or not? Omar Rava says, Rava, Tzadisha Amru, when we say a shortcut, I feel it, because I go, once you're on the shortcut, I don't care how quick or how slow you're going, even if you're walking foot by foot, you know, your soul is with the end of your foot, meets your thumb, and that's how you walk. I feel it, it might take a whole day long, it doesn't matter, because you're walking. As long as you're walking, I don't care how slow you're walking. It's not time, it's distance. Boy, Rava says, Rava, Shehiya is Mao, Shehi Starfu. Let's say you're going out the short way, you're not allowed to stop as long as you're possible. What about you stop? Let's say it takes 10 seconds to say that possible. You stop 10 times, but each time 1 second. Do we combine all this? Is there the aggregate of all your stoppings? Does he motivate Tifshalay midday? What's a shaila? He just said himself that you can spend a whole day on the shortcut and yet you're putted. Saying, well, no, you can't compare. Hasam midday Shah. There he didn't stop for a second. There he didn't stop for 1 second. Over here, he continued to stop. So the question is, so if you don't stop, you can spend a whole day, walk very slowly, you're potter. Here, you walk, you stop, you walk, you stop, and stopping you're not allowed to. The question is it the aggregate of all the stops? Said the Gemara, right? Abai has a question. What about you went in the long way, but you ran, so it took you the same time, but it would have taken you the short way. What's the din? Is it a time or is it the place? Is it the distance? The Gemara, Mao Shiyu Gemira, we learn distance. The reason we're talking about time. So v'chibole baruchah shik tzara potter. So if he managed to cover the distance the long way, the normal time that it takes you to walk the short way, you are potter. Or deal with dafka gemiri, or maybe by yidafka, there's some kind of halacha mashma sinai. I don't care. It's the distance, and therefore by rucha chayi b'ktzad potter. I don't care how long it takes you. You can run quickly as you want, and you can make that rucha quicker than ktzad. You're still chayiv. Amalei, he said to him, "Leinutna arucha lihitchas etzli." No one gave him permission to travel the rucha, even in the case of running. In other words, the halacha is you got to go on the shortcut. It's the distance, and that's how you should have gone. Masked Rav Zeder, they say, "Kaimelon." This we have a rule that if a kohen tamei shimish is serving in the Beis Hamikdash, he is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. He's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. What kind of kohen is tamei? But there's two things. A kohen, a person who's tamei, regardless of kohen or soul, is not allowed to be in the Beis Hamikdash with tamei. And if you are, it says in the pasuk we learned the last week and a half, menichas, you get kadosh. So how is it ever possible that a Koyin Tomei should get Misa de Shemayim? If he's Tomei, he shouldn't be there. If he shouldn't be there and he's hanging around 1 second, he's Chayim Misa, Chorus. So what would be Chayim Misa de Shemayim is a step lower than Chorus. How can you have a Heichet Timtza of a Koyin Tomei who is going to work in the base of Mikdash, who will not get Chorus, even though he's spending some time there, but he'll get Misa de Shemayim? How's that ever possible? is a mask of Zedal Kaimel. This we have a rule that Tomei Sheshemesh B'misa Heichemesh Kachesla. How can it be that gets Mishmaim and Nakodes? The only way it's possible is he entered when he was Tomei. Now he became Tomei because he became Tomei outside. The second he walked in, he's really Chayiv. So he must be, he became Tommy inside. Now, Monashach. Either Loisha, if it didn't take any time, he started walking out, then Heichi of the Veda. What kind of Veda can you do while you're walking out? Can't do any Veda. Navas, either Shah. He had to hang around. Bar Korosu, Zachoyed of Kaiv Koros. So when is he Bishamayim? Now. What's the question? What's that have to do with the Gemara we're discussing now with Aruch HaTzara? Is he Yamri Bishleim Shiur Gemira? If you're going to tell me that that it's to do with the Shiur, the time, you know, he could go the long way as long as he makes it quickly, then Mishkachzla, we can find it. For example, let's say the shortcut takes 5 minutes to walk out of Beis Hamikdash. The long way takes 10 minutes. So if he now stops, does Aveda for a minute or two, he'll run the whatever it is and take 3 minutes to run. So the 3 minutes of running and the 2 minutes of that he did Aveda, it's possible. So he managed to make it out just before he's Aveda. So if you tell me Shir is the time, Mishkachla, the Onis Nafshe Biktara. He ran out the short way takes 5 minutes to walk, 2 minutes to run. So he did an Aveda for 2 or 3 minutes, and then he ran, he dashed out, and he made it just in time before. Okay, so it's Shaykh. He was not over Isa Chorus, but he'll be Chayyim Misa Shemaim, because he did Aveda while you were Tommy, and he had no right to do that. Okay. The Onim Ksarev, but Aveda Aveda Aveda. Ella, if you can tell me the way you want to say it, Yamid Dafka, give me it. You can tell me, no, it's to do with the roads. It's to do with the roads. That what? That what? If you're waiting long enough. But you're not allowed to. It's not a question of time. Immediately you have to start walking back. I don't care how slow you're walking back, but you have to start walking back on the short road. So if he delays by 1 minute, even though he made up the time by running, it's too bad. Fafal, you're already chayiv kodes. Yamidafki immediately that he has to make his way straight away to the short road. Hey, chimish kachazla, how are you going to find it? Omar Abaye says, Abaye, my kusha. What's a kasha? Mishgachazla, you know what he's talking about? Kigon Shababiksara, he walked straight away on the short road. The short route to get out of Beis Hamikdash had to pass by the Mizbech. The Hofach Bitsinoida, he had a gopal with him, he had a golden one, his golden little fox, and he tossed one of the limbs that were burning on the roasting on the Mizbech, and he tossed it over. That's Avoida. We'll see. You guys stand on the side, he was very tall. Or he jumped up.
How high is
the Mizbech? There were 10 on this. He jumped up.
Pretty big.
Yeah, 30 feet. No, I'm as I say, 20 feet high.
20 feet.
A bit high. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, he was 12 times tall, he jumped 10 amos.
This guy's, let's say, 6.5 foot tall, and he can reach another 3 foot. And his fork is.
So I think more. Ukud Rav Huna. So 1 second. So he's walking. He's walking towards the Derech Tzara. He didn't stop at all, and it took a second while he was walking. So it didn't take up any time. And this has to follow Rav Huna. Why? Because Rav Huna zor shahofach betzinoy lechay misa. Rav Huna says that if a zor, that means if a Yisrael turns over with a fork, he's chay misa. Okay, zor shahofach lechay misa. In other words, everyone else holds it's not avoda. What kind of avoda is that? Just standing, turning thing over. Since Rabbi Huna Paschal that a Zor does it, he's Chayiv. Why is Zor Chayiv? Zor is only Chayiv. He didn't avoid it, belongs to a Kohen. Obviously, this is still avoid. So that's what we're answering.
How many avoiders are Kshayim Bazaar?
Only a Shchita.
All avoiders are Kshayim.
Isn't it? Yeah, but that's not, it's not avoid. Yeah. But not Hatobah's name, but only had Lokh's name. Yeah, Lokh's name.
The only one could be that he grabs a
a kois, as he's walking.
And he puts
the
blood
on
the
bottom of
his
mouth and
his back.
Kabbalah's not done.
That's the answer.
Blood in a cup.
Yeah, says the Gemara, Gufa, let's handle it. Turned over with a fork, is Chai Misa. Hey, Chidami. What actually happened? Either Lohafet Lelamach, he wouldn't have tossed it over, let's say, on a barbecue. He wouldn't have turned it over, he would never grill Limpshita. Obviously, it's an avoid. I need a wound to tell me that. Either Lohafet Lelamach, but if he wouldn't have turned it over anyway, he would have grilled the Mike Hover. What kind of avoid? What did he do? If he wouldn't have tossed it over, it would take a long time for it eventually to grow. Now that you turned it over directly on the fire, you hurried it up, and now it'll be ready in 1 hour. And anyone who actually accelerates the cooking process is also considered an avoider. Okay, so we answer that. Now the Gemara continues. Omer Rabbi Yishe says, "Be'ina de ema milsa." I wanted to say something. Umistafina mechavraya, but I was scared of my friends. What did I want to say? I was scared of my friends. Hanichnis lebeis hamenoiga derech achayrov. If somebody goes into the house of a menoiga derech achayrov, you know, he walks into a house. You're not allowed to walk into a house that's full of leprosy, but he walked it backwards. He walked it backwards. I feel a cooler. He did not walk the normal way into the house. Even the entire body walks in. The only thing is sticking out is still his nose. Thankfully, he had a long nose. Toyed, he's toyed. It says, it says the pasuk that whoever enters the house becomes tummy till at night. Derech bia osta toyra. Only if he walked the normal way. So what was he scared of? Umistafina mechavraya. And I was scared from my friends that they're going to attack me. But Ihochi Kulinami, they're gonna say, the whole vert is he walked in backwards. It might not mean if his nose is sticking in out or sticking in. Since he did not walk in the normal way, he's not Tommy. So what do you have to say his nose is still sticking out? Omar Rava says Rava, I can for M for Rabbi Ishia, Kulay Logoda, Mikhailan Shabbais. If he walked entirely, he won't be chai for walking in the house, he'll be chai for being in the house. Because Kalim, the Kalim don't walk in the house, and yet the din is that we tell you to remove all the Kalim before we're going to pronounce this house Tameh, because otherwise they'll become Tameh. Either didn't walk into the house after the Tumah, they were there, is that I, if there is also Tameh. So if you're not there because your nose is sticking out, you're tired. But if you walked in straight and not all of your body is there, you still become Tameh, because you walked into the house. But if you're walking backwards, walking in your Nachayiv, and being in Nachayiv because your nose is still sticking out. See, it says, you don't have to have such a big nose, but a nose that sticks out a little head in front of your face. It says, we're assuming, yeah. No beer belly. Yeah. It says in the pasuk, remove all your kelim, so you shouldn't be metame everything in your house. If it's in your house, it becomes tame. Don't speak to Yosef Klein about it. Tanya Machri Taka learned Gagin Halolu, the roofs of the Azora, Ein Oichlin Shom Kochik Kochim. The roofs of the Azora, you shouldn't eat Kochik Kochim, it's not holy. The roof on top of the base of Midrash is not holy, so you cannot eat the Kochik Kochim.
I'm not talking about the Hechel, I'm talking about
the Gagin and the Aliyah Slenis Kachu. The Gagin of the Hechel, of everything. The Gag on top, outside, on
the
top of the roof.
The Gag is a color over there. How can you get up on the Gag to eat something?
That's the edges of the Gag.
I thought it was across the whole rooftop.
The floor and the air space of Benjamin is holy, but not the roofs. The ain shechtin shom kochim kalim. Neither can you shecht your kochim kalim for the same reason. And we're talking about even the attics, not just the roof, but the attics as well. And not holy. The tomation nichnas derech gagin. If you entered the base of Midrash, not the normal way, you climbed on the roof and then you entered, lowered yourself down. Lehechol poti a poti. Why? She never says. Velamidish loy savay. And we dash in derech bia asatayda. It's the same idea as what as Rav Eishi said before by base menogah that you have to come in the derech, you know, the normal way of walking in, not through a back way. So whenever it says B, it has to be the normal way. Then the Mishnah said that if it says in the Mishnah, all of a sudden out of the blue, Zuhi mitzas asei shemit. This is a classical case in the Migdash where you walked in there and then you found out your tummy. She ain't chayav in Allah. And what are we Mishnah talking about? So we already know that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Bezin made a psak din. They paskin that everybody in this case you're allowed to, that you don't have to walk out, and they made a mistake, and you're not chayav a korban for everybody. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. How do we know that's what it means? Says the Gemara. When the Mishnah says Zuhi, this is as if continuing from somewhere. Where is it coming from? What's it continuing? Well, Hazukah is a continuation of Masechta Harius, which is in two Masechtas for now, but so this Mishnah, it sounds like this Mishnah is written earlier, later, because it says that Mishnah is in Harius, I'm continuing here. Anyway, it says there, Ein Chayavin. If the Bezin made a mistake in the Hayra, the Din, you bring a pot hell in those Tzibba, not when it refers to the base of Midrash, they made a mistake about a certain mitzvah of the base of Midrash. for example, the mitzvah say, if you're inside the base of Midrash, you got to walk out straight away, or a loisa say, if you tell me outside, and you don't walk into the base of Midrash. And the reason is because since this involves a korban oyle v'yoded, there's no par helm dover shetiba by a korban oyle v'yoded. So ein chayovin ala sey va'al lo yisrash amigdash. You're not chayiv this par helm dover shetiba. This is the mistake that they made. Only when, if a mistake they made, you bring normal. If you did another shayge, you bring korban chatas, and they be paskin wrong, then you bring a par helm dover shetiba. But since a par chatas kavua here, it's a chatas oyle v'yoded. The ein mevin oshem toli, nor if an individual makes a mistake. If they have a suffix kares and you didn't is a suffix, for example, you don't know if it's chayla or shum, you got to bring an arshem tolu. You don't bring it if it's a suffix regarding tumas migdash. Why? Because when do you bring an arshem tolu? If you definitely did a shaygig, you would bring a korban chatas kavua. So then, if you don't know, you bring an arshem tolu. But if over here, if you definitely did a mistake, you bring a chatas oyle v'yeda that the price changes depending how your wealth, then you don't bring a pat helam. If he says, I'll say, again, because that's korban obligated. Aval chayovin ala say, v'aloisa shebenidya. You are chay in the case of nida. Because nida is very different. You walked in when you shouldn't have walked in. If she was tummy, you shouldn't have any relationship. And you got to walk out of it straight away, if you did. And we said before that if you go out straight away, you chay korban because you have to wait till the eva goes limp. So that's one example they do bring. And so too they bring in Oshem Toli. You bring in Oshem Toli, you don't bring in Oshem Betzibur, but individually you do. And he says, Zu, and that's what Amish is saying here, Zu he mitzvahs I say, which mitzvah in the Migdash and loises in the Migdash do we say that the Bezin is potter from this part helm dover? So that's how Amish is saying it. Zuhi mitzvah say shemisha ein chayovinula, and then snu and the counterpart veizi mitzvah say in the contrast is ashebedida shechayovinula, something very similar. Hayivisham b'shem toida, you had relations with your wife when she was toida, and then in the middle of amrala, at some point in the middle, she said nit meisi, and upidish miyad. Here is a little different. Basically, is you got to leave straight away. Then you're not supposed to leave straight away. Upimiyad chayim mitzvah yosei and no loyki biyosei. So this is a contrast. So this Mishnah, our Mishnah here, is a continuation of the Masechta Hodias, which is a few Masechtas later. Itmar Abaya Abaya says, "Mashiach Chibirav Chayiv Shtaim. How many ways you do? You Chayiv two. B'chinah Rabbeinu Barshavah, but Avuna Chayiv Shtaim. What do you Chayiv two? Chodo Aknisa. Even though it's a Shagig, so you Chayiv Shagig. He went in without realizing that she's a Nida. And the Chodo Aprisha. One, if you left straight away, again, because Yitziyase Hanolai. You should have waited until." Havi bar Rabba. So Rabba asked the question, but the woman, generally there's two conditions. Either she has a fixed cycle, which means any time outside of the cycle, you have no reason to suspect whatsoever that she'll be a nidah. So in fact, it's an onus, it's not a shagi. Or she has no cycle. So Havi bar Rabba, Rabba tried to understand. B'mai, what are we talking about? Ilema samuch levesta. Are we talking about that this is her period? So then the din is, if it's a night of a period, a day of a period, you should separate because you have to suspect that she will come tummy. He's no longer a shaygig. He's mamish deliberate. You know that this is when she expects to see. Why did ilema samuch levesta uve man? Who are we talking about? Ilema betam b'chacham. Okay, we're not going to call this a mazid because the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, he didn't know he was an idiot. But it's a strong shaygig. Elaim Batam Chacham knows all the laws, he knows the laws of some of the Vesta. Bishlema Knisa Lechayev, okay, he's Chayev Knisa. Why is he Chayev Knisa? Because this guy thought he's a Chevroman. He thought I can manage and make it before anything happens, and he didn't. So you got yourself in trouble, so therefore he's Chayev. Ella Aprisha Amai Lechayev Mezi. So we're talking about a carbon. So going in, it's still a Shagig because you thought you won't be doing an Aveda. You don't want to do Aveda because you thought that you can manage. She's not a Nida yet. I'll manage. I'll do it quick. But Aprisha, why you chayv? Why you chayv a carbon? It's amazing. You know, you're a Talmud Chacham. You know the din. You're not allowed to have Prisha until it goes limp. So amazing. There's no carbon involved. If it's a Talmud Chacham, he knows the din. No, boss. But from an Amoritz. If it's an Amoritz, why do you bring two carbonas? Remember, we learned that if you did two Avedas, but twice the same Aveda. But you had no idea in between that you did anything wrong. It's considered one carbon chatas, right? There was no idea in between. Shteh halamis, you didn't is a what? You bring only one carbon. So Lechayd Amaris, when he had started a relationship with the wife, he didn't know anything at all about. Sorry, one second. Hello. I'm all right. The gate is open. Go in and knock on the door. No problem. No problem. Yep. Bye. Just bye. Sorry, it's my plum. Yeah. Very good. That he just told me it's a long way. The Ibam Ma'ariv, if it's an Ma'ariv, that means he didn't know, he did nothing about a Samuel Chavez, he doesn't know anything about a period, doesn't know, definitely doesn't know how lucky that, you know, the first impulse is, it's an idiot, go away. So it's only one Karm Chatz. The Ibam Ma'ariv, Idi Idi, both of them, Ochash Nezeze Chelib Helmecha, just like a person ate two Kazesim of Treif, and he didn't know in between that there was a problem, knew what's a din, and you only bring one carbon. The Ella must be talking about, so must be talking about Bisha Ain Samuch Levesta. So they cannot be talking about the time of a period, about the time it's not a period. Again, Vaman, who are we talking about? Ilema, if we're talking about Betamach Chacham, if we're talking about Betamach Chacham, says Mamish and Oinis, L'chayda and Manashach. So what happened? He had a relationship with his wife, perfectly allowed to, and she became an idiot. That's an honest. You don't bring a carbon on an honest. No, but the problem is when he left her. But he's a Talmud Chacham. He knows he shouldn't, so he's amazed. So where's the carbon? Neither case of the carbon. I Talmud Chacham. Loi chadol mechayv. Achnisa, the start of the relationship, honus. It was outside of her normal period. And Aprisha amazed. No, but it's my Amorit. And if it's my Amorit, the Chnisa also is an honus. And, sorry. So Amorit, chadol mechayv. Why is he chayiv chada? Because Aprisha is only chayiv. He's only chayiv one. When it comes to the knisa, he's no worse than Talmud Chacham. It's an honor. How is he supposed to know his wife will come and eat him? Okay, and it's only when he finished that he made a mistake. Okay, so only one carbon. Yet you both said chayiv shtayim. Hoder Amar Rava La'ilam. Let's get back to the original answer. We're talking about some of the best. We're talking about that was the period. I'm talking about Talmud Chacham. You asked the question. Talmud Chacham, when he left, it's amazing. With Prisha, it's amazing because he knows the halach, he shouldn't. Who told you that Talmud Chacham means he knows Kol HaTeruku? Talmud Chacham, interesting. So, new concept Talmud Chacham.
Everyone's Talmud Chacham varies.
You know, exactly. If you know one halach, it's Talmud Chacham ready. So, you knew the halach about Vessis, but it's all the Vessis, you should separate from your wife, but you did not know the halach of Prisha. And you're still called Talmud Chacham.
So, Megabe, your knowledge, you should have been
punished.
So, why isn't he Namar? Let's do the Rashi. Talmud Chacham Lazu, just the Rashi. Right, about 15 lines in narrow lines. But Talmud Chacham Lazu, Kalayma, Yoideya, he knows she is Yisrael, Muzharin, he didn't have to be careful, Lifresh, Minashay, Sayyan, separate from their wives, Talmud Chavest, Kidam the Kaman. And knowing the Halacha makes you a Talmud Chacham. So, it shows you what Talmud Chacham is. Everybody's a Talmud Chacham. If it's hard to miss Bnei Yisrael, metumaisam. But the Enyad, it does not know the other halacha, shamashamashima tohoida. That if you had relations with your wife when she was tohid, and then suddenly, va'omrani tumaisi, she said it became tummy, tzarech lifreish be'eva mace. You have to wait till it goes limp. The havele shagig al shteyan. He's a shagig now on both. Aknisa, why is he shagging the Knisa? He knows he shouldn't have had because he asked her, are you a nida? And she said no. So he thought, he thought that he can manage it quickly. You know, he thinks that she usually has a premonition when she's about to get into to menstruate. So therefore, he thought he can manage quickly. And when it comes to Prisha, he's a chatamachach. He does not tamachach. He thought, forget. He thought that this is what you have to do. The first impulse is to separate from your wife. It's not considered two zeise chaylim and one helim. So therefore, he's chayiv two kabbonis. A shaygig for going in because he knew the halacha and he thought he could manage it. And a shaygig for going out, but he did not know the halacha. And it's not like two chizaisim of treif in one helim. Why? He knew the din of separating from your wife. Some of us shouldn't have done it. It's not an oinus. It's a shaygig. He thought he could manage it quickly. But when she told him, so now we realize he shouldn't have done what he did. It's a mistake. Now Rashi says there is a idea here. Interesting. Rashi says not like one long shaygig. Because you can argue both shaygim deal with the same mice or the same event, but because it was a d in between, because he knew what he didn't, he knows the halacha, you're not allowed to be with your wife if she's in nidah, but he thought that he could manage it, and then when it didn't manage it, he realized, I made a mistake, I shouldn't have done it. So that's the idea already. And now the second thing, he had no idea. So Rashi has a question. Why is that treated as a shaykik? You know you're not allowed to be with your wife because it's a good chance she'll become an idah. And you thought you'll outsmart the system. Why do we call that a shaykik? Isn't that a mazid? Ain't zukusha. She ain't koriz v'chiv chatas on levesta. Because this din of koriz is, even though the strong grounds, that in itself is not something that triggers a chiv of koriz. Ad she titma. If he entered her after she became tamei, that's when you chayiv karis. Probability is not enough to be chayiv karis. It's only a probability. It's a strong achaka because she has a chazaka. In other words, even though it's a chazaka, it's not a vaday. So therefore, it's not the same thing as had she been tamei and then he started a relationship with her.
That's
amazing. Exactly. It's a high degree of shaking, but it's still a shaking.
Can you say the same thing with the message?
We learned before, if you knew there's an Aveda, you didn't know what the Aveda is, the punishment is, that's considered a shaking or not. We had a machlekes. Same thing. You didn't. You knew. Same idea. You knew a lab, but you know what I said? Yeah. Yeah. So, same idea. You knew that you shouldn't be there. The question, if you didn't know the full gravity, is that considered like, you know, Oymamuta or something or not? Anyway, interesting. So now we're going to.